you damn purple dinosaur.
There's about 30 intros that you could have chosen to get rid of.
I put all the new ones in. We just had a lot. And you think I'm going to get rid of this one? Hell no.
You would think you would.
No.
That's where I'm getting to.
God, no. God, no. This one is staying until we get fired.
It's haunted my childhood. I don't need it to haunt my...
Until we get fired, this thing will be on, all right? I don't care. 40 years from now, we're going to be doing this show.
Can't get rid of the damn dinosaur.
We're going to be doing this show in 2042, and I'm still going to be using that, all right? It does not matter. Oh, wait, no, 2062. I'm good at math. Hey, it's 712, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's do it. Your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today. Pump that septic. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
It's funny. Like, one person came up to me one day. They listened to this show around the same time every single day. I'm like, you say the same thing every day.
No.
I'm like, are you talking about like the sponsor, you know, the sponsor rip? They're like, yeah, why do you do that? Like, we just don't do that out of a...
Yeah.
I was amazed that I had to explain this to this person.
You guys got a weird tick where you read
it every day.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Because we love them. That's why. I leaned hard into it. No, we do love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they sponsor the show. Yeah. And, you know.
Makes sense. If you ever want to blame anyone for why this is still going on, pump that septic right there. That's it. I love it. Well, good. I'm glad you explained that to someone. I'm glad you did.
Shouldn't have had to.
But, no, that's all right. It's the world we live in. Well, hey, you remember a couple weeks ago when someone in Maryland got a pig heart transplant, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, doctors have just revealed the secret that allowed them to do it. Cocaine! Apparently, a tiny amount of coke was used as part of a cocktail of hormones and other stuff to keep the genetically altered pig heart from degrading before they could sew it into the guy.
Oh, they had to keep it going. That's what it was.
They're not quite sure what makes cocaine work, but it prevents heart failure during transplants. And no, the guy didn't get a high from it either. Okay, anybody who's done cocaine knows exactly how it keeps the heart alive. It feels like your heart's going to pump.
Yeah.
What's weird is the guy, when he woke up from anesthesia, he wanted to talk about starting a new business with you. And it's like, all right.
He woke up in a bathroom.
Look, man.
I did the surgery. Right?
I got a great idea. This is going to be great. You and I are going to make so much money. It's going to be fantastic. Think about this. You and me, man. You and me, we can do this. All we need is a little bit. I know a guy's got great. He's going to get us started off. This is going to be fantastic, man. Woo, I feel great.
Hey, you're cocaine pig heart guy, aren't you?
Yeah, you're that guy. You're that guy.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm pretty sure cocaine is used in other, not a ton. It's not like they're just, you know, they got.
But it used to be in Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Well, it used to be prescribed by doctors, all right?
Yeah, like, here you go. Here's some cocaine.
You feeling down? You got the blues? Cocaine will fix you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right next to the laudanum and all that good stuff. Anyway, I'm pretty sure cocaine is used in small amounts. Small amounts. You don't have, like, you know, Pablo Escobar back there, you know, dealing out bags.
The guy that walks out of the bathroom and just, wide-eyed.
They don't have some drug dealer with slick back hair and a gold chain, you know, like,
all
right, how much you need.
Hard.
Yeah, no. I mean, but if you think about it, it probably does what exactly you need to do. Keeps that blood pumping, keeps that heart going. Nice. I can't wait for my heart transplant. I'm going to give you the good stuff, all right? I know you got it here. I read about that pig heart guy. Give me the cocaine. Yeah, give me the same thing you gave him. All right?
You know.
So there you go. Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that. Lastly, how about this? Paranoid TikTokers are trying to spread the word about how you should handle getting kidnapped. Anyway, there's a new trend going around, and it started with this lady posting on how to make a in-case-I-go-missing binder that contains all of her social media passwords, banking info, handwriting samples, dental records. Basically, it's this is everything about me. This is what you need in case I go missing. That sounds like a great way to get your identity stolen.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't leave that.
And also, how important do you think you are that you need to have a in case I go missing binder?
You know,
God, we think so highly of ourselves.
Here's the thing. It's something like your girlfriend would tell you back in the day, like, hey, make this binder in case you go missing.
Yeah.
No, it's just a way of somebody to get in all your passwords, all of your personal bank. Come on.
Like, if Kiki told me, hey, you should make this in case you go missing binder, I'd be like, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to snuff me out, lady, aren't you?
Something's up.
Yeah. Here it is. All my info that you need. Everything that you need to clear out my bank account. I think it's, one, it's ridiculous. And two, I think it's so funny that people think so highly of themselves now at this day. Social media has made us think so highly of ourselves that we all think we're going to be kidnapped at some point in time. Like, we need this. Just,
it's not even really in case I go. It's like, when I go missing.
Yeah, when I go missing. Yeah, this is it. I'm a big deal, and you guys need all this information so you can find the cold-blooded killer that took
me. Here's the thing. Turn the ID channel off for a little bit. Yeah. I know. Forensic Files, they just came out with Forensic Files, too.
That's the problem. Get it. That's the problem right there.
But damn, open up your blinds. All right, it's nice. It's sunny out.
No. That's where the bad guys are. Don't do it. Don't do it.
The murderers.
All right, so what do we got? We got cocaine in our pig hearts, and if I go missing, here's all my information. Or if you just want to steal my identity, here's all my information.
Here's the binder.
You know, this is what's going to happen. Someone's going to make one of these folders. I just thought about this. And then someone's going to just pretend that the person's still alive. They're going to keep cashing checks, get all that stuff.
Hey.
Because they got, yeah.
You know?
Go online every once in a while, post something, whatever. They got to figure it out. So, all right, there you go. That is, yeah, too many ID channels. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.